Today we have with us Mr. Gideon Levy, renowned journalist from Israel's daily Haaretz. Mr. Levy will be on his first visit to Canada on a tour with the Human Rights Media Institute. The tour will start on Thursday, March 2nd in Ottawa. He will be speaking in Montreal on the 3rd and 4th, in Toronto on the 6th and the 7th, and finally in London on the 8th. To find out more about the tour, visit www.sphr.org. Mr. Levy, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Levy, as a writer to one of the largest Israeli dailies, your reporting on the human rights condition in the occupied territories constantly takes you to the front lines. Why is this important to you, and why is it that so few Israeli journalists report from within the occupied territories?
For me, it is important because I want to prevent any kind of situation in which Israelis, or at least the readers of Haaretz, will be ever be able to say that they didn't know, that they don't know what is being done on their behalf in the occupied territories. So my modest contribution is to try to inform them what really is happening half an hour away from their homes, 1 hour away from their homes, things that they don't know and mainly things that they don't want to know. And therefore so very few Israeli journalists are going there because so very few Israelis want to know what is really going on under this very, very brutal occupation.
Mr. Levy, in Israel, you and your colleague of Haaretz, Ms. Amira Haas, worked tirelessly to cover the situation from a human rights perspective. How do you believe this fits in your role as a journalist in society?
I don't want to use big words, and usually I don't like to use big words or big terms. For me, it is a journalistic mission, nothing more than this, without any bigger expectations, mainly to inform from the field, from the places where things are taking place, the reality as it is seen from there, pure journalistic mission, nothing more than this. Now, values of human rights and things like this are highly appreciated by me, but I don't think I serve any other value before trying to be a professional journalist. A journalist with a point of view, maybe, a journalist with a mission that I took upon myself, but only a journalist, nothing more than a journalist.
Mr. Levy, on your first tour to Canada, you will be speaking on democracy and the occupation. How do you plan to address this to a North American audience who rarely get to read reports like yours covering the human rights situation of Palestinians?
I will address it the same way that I address it to Israeli audiences, namely that you can't be half pregnant and you can't be half democratic. And a democracy cannot be considered democracy as long as it has such a cruel and brutal occupation for so many years in its own backyard. So what is true for Israeli audiences, I'm sure will be true for Canadian audiences who maybe consider Israel as the only democracy in the Middle East, which is true in a way, but cannot be fully true as the occupation goes on.
Given that you are speaking to the issue of democracy and the occupation, what is the work of a journalist within this topic?
First of all, I must tell you that Israel, as it usually being called the only democracy in the Middle East, is a democracy in the way that it enables us, Israeli Jewish journalists, to work in a very, very free environment, and really to write whatever we want and to reach any place under the occupation, which must be mentioned because it shouldn't be taken for granted. And it's not like this in many other countries and regimes, even not in the West countries. I saw how American journalists were forced to cover the Iraqi war. I think we should be proud about the way that we can cover the occupation. The problem is that most of us do not want to cover the occupation, but this has nothing to do with democracy. I think that my main argument will be that, like, you can't be half pregnant, unfortunately so, you can't be half democratic. You can't be a democracy only for the Jews living in Israel, and not for over 2 million Palestinians who live in the occupied territories. A state, a regime who runs such a brutal occupation for so many years, 38 if to be precise, cannot be considered as a full democracy.
The work is only to inform, inform, and inform. That's the main work of a journalist. I do write also editorials at least once a week in which I try to convince or try to explain my views. But for me, the main job is really to inform the Israeli readers about what is being done on their behalf under the occupation. That's the main role, and that's the main role of any journalist anywhere.
The election results for the Palestinian Authority were claimed to be a surprise for the Israeli government and the United States government. Given all the time you spent among the Palestinians, did this come as a surprise to you?
No, it didn't come as a surprise. It came maybe as a surprise, maybe in the quantity, in the big majority. I was expecting a smaller majority for the Hamas, or even not the majority. But it was very clear that their power will increase. And the problem is not the statistics. The problem is to understand the meaning of those elections. And people who think that this means that the Palestinians are becoming fundamentalistic now, like Iran, don't miss the whole point, because this was mainly a vote of protest, a protest against the PLO, who in a way misled their people, who didn't achieve and didn't present real achievements for their own people, who seemed to be corrupted in a way, and people looked for an alternative, and the only alternative around was the Hamas, which seems to be much cleaner. So we shouldn't, as people, many people in the United States and in Israel, and maybe in Canada also, we shouldn't fall into this trap and think that here we go, we have another Iranian regime in Palestine. The only thing is that we shouldn't push them into the corner, so only Iran will be the only supporting state in the world. Then they might really become a pro-Iranian regime, which is not good for anybody.
The elections coming up in Israel, we have the new party Kadima with Sharon in his vegetation. What do you expect from these elections, given all the war talk that is happening in the region of the Middle East?
One shouldn't expect too much from the elections, because Kadima is going to win, which means more of the same. And unfortunately, I do not have big expectations. Not much is going to change.
Mr. Levy, most of our listeners do not know of your history prior to your amazing writings. You were an aide and a spokesperson for former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres from 1978 to 1982. Can you tell us how you moved from working for the Israeli government to covering its human rights violations?
First, I moved from politics to journalism, and then I moved from my quite central or moderate attitude toward very radical ones. And this happened only after I started to travel to the occupied territories and started to witness really the cruelty and the brutality of the occupation. So I got there really in a very gradual process, one journey after the other, realizing that a big tragedy is taking place so next to our homes, and most of us don't know about it. Therefore, I found myself in the place that I'm being right now, or for the last 20 years.
Gideon Levy, Israeli columnist for Haaretz Daily, will be touring Canada starting from Thursday, March 2nd. He will be speaking in Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, and London. To learn more about the tour, please visit www.sphr.org. Mr. Levy, thank you very much for being with us, and good luck on your tour.
Thank you so much.